www.radiotopia.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is the show you can literally take control of. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Personal, political, whatever you want goes. And it is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also join the fun online and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of cool stuff on there. The whole website is on the house. It's free. And one of the cool things on there is the bulletin board system. There's hundreds of listeners participating there, thousands of posts. Be sure you check that out. It's a great feature of the website. Plus, on the bulletin board system, there's also a polling feature. So if you've got a burning question you've always wanted to ask people, you can actually post your own poll on the bulletin board system. We have our own right now that's going on. And the question on the table is, should Free Talk Live be a two-man show, a three-man show, or an alternating show? Because that's what we have right now. Right now, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we've got a third gentleman in here. Mm-hmm. We've got, of course, Johnson Mondays, Jason Wednesdays, and Scott Fridays. So it's not only is it a third person, but it's an alternating third person.
And Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, it's just you and me.
That's correct. Right now, that is currently winning. That's the third choice on the poll. It's currently ahead. So if you've got an opinion...
The alternating choice, you mean.
That's correct. Right. Keep it as it is. We like it alternating.
I think people are always going to vote keep it as it is. I think you always get the
majority. Just because people don't like change?
People are just funny about change.
Could be. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. You can, again, log on at freetalklive.com. You can also shoot us an email there at ftl@freetalklive.com. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and anything goes. Literally, whatever it is that you want to talk about. Now, we got plenty of stuff that's on our minds, and we're going to get to that in just a moment.
But before we do that, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, right before we got started here, you noticed that there's some breaking news out of Washington, D.C.
Breaking news.
And I actually have my news bed here somewhere if I can dig it up. Out of Washington, D.C. Here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
That's
now
a
we're
nice
official.
One. Yeah. Sweet.
Should be nice.
This is Manwich with you.
I ripped it off from the professionals. News. It should be nice. I ripped it off from the professionals.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Yes, Washington, D.C. Police surrounded a van one block from the White House. The driver threatened to blow it up, but the FBI linked the incident to a domestic dispute, not terrorism. The incident sparked a major emergency in central Washington as stringent security precautions were being put into effect 2 days before the inauguration of President Bush. I thought they were already barricading off all kinds of streets and roads.
No, they are.
But apparently this dude managed to get a block away from the White House with a van full of apparently...
He got stopped at a stop point about a block away.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, he is claiming that he has 15 gallons of gasoline in
Whoopee-doo.
His van. And that he'll blow it up.
You know what's going to happen if you... I mean, I suppose if 15 gallons was like under pressure...
It can't be. I mean, it's probably just in some cans, right?
Right. I mean, 15 gallons of gas? What are you going to do? Spread it all over the road? Set the road on fire
it's
for a few
set
minutes?
His van on fire, and that's about
Whoopee.
It.
Whoopee.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But I'm, you know what I'm thinking, though, is regardless of how this comes out, regardless of the dude blows himself up, if he manages,
he's either going to prison or he's going to die.
Right. Well, if he manages to survive this
he's
whole
thing, he's not going to get his child back. As
no,
he,
that's what this is about. He wants to get his kid back, apparently, from his ex-wife. But
I tell you who does win. The news media.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're blowing this up, I'm sure, big time on the TV news right now. We're not trying to blow it out of proportion or anything. We're being honest with you. It's just gasoline. It's not going to do anything.
We don't get anything out of the deal anyway. So.
Yeah. I'm betting, though, the bureaucrats from the FBI, here's a quote from the spokeswoman for the FBI. It's domestic, not terrorism, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guarantee you, if this guy gets out of this alive, he'll be slapped with a terrorism charge, don't you think? I mean, they gave the laser guy a terrorism charge under the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
This guy's threatening to blow up a van a block away from the White House. It doesn't matter what his reasons are, and they may claim that it's domestic. They're just saying that so people don't get scared.
Right.
But they'll actually probably charge the dude with terrorism, don't you think?
I think it sounds likely, but at the same time, if I was his lawyer, I'd say, look, the FBI lady said it was domestic.
Okay.
I think it's domestic.
Okay.
Why don't you drop those terrorism charges there?
That's if he can afford it, boy.
Well,
and looking at this guy's van.
Even if I was his public defender, I'd be.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean much.
No, public defenders.
I mean, those guys.
Bad.
Some of them, I've known some of them, mm-hmm. and they're very good people.
Oh, yeah.
They're just burdened. I mean, they have so many cases at a time. There's only so much attention they can give to you.
Yeah.
And just looking at this dude's van, I mean, I see there's some. It looks like there's snow encrusted around it, but it looks like a real crappy van. And
yeah.
So I don't
think he's
got... I'm
going to set my crappy van on fire.
He probably doesn't have the most money. Otherwise, he'd probably already hire a lawyer to go after his ex-wife.
Yeah.
So...
Poor fella.
It's probably not going to end too well for him.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
You can chime in, though, at 1-800-259-9231.
That's not going
to go well. Yeah, 800-259-9231. Mamish, do you have anything hot tonight? Anything you want to get off the presses
here? Oh, man,
I've
got stories all over the place.
All right.
You want me to go?
Do it.
Okay.
Because I got something if you don't.
I think something's interesting here. There's a Ukrainian guy who's been wide awake for 20 years.
What?
I'm not saying it's really relevant news stuff, but...
How much speed can one take?
I don't know. Let me read the story to you. I read over briefly. I don't know everything there is about it. It's a very short story. Fyodor Nestorchovek, 63, of the town of Karmankashersky, Ukraine's... Volinsky region has not been asleep for the past 20 years. No soporific...
Soporific.
Is that
I think it's soporific.
Okay, soporific can do the job, and no doctor has managed
that
to put
that means sleeping
sleep.
Aid.
Apparently it does, yes.
Right.
And no doctor has managed to put him to sleep for even a half an hour, reports through
no way.
The Ukrainian private ICTV channel. Having survived such a long period of ailment, the Volinsky resident has also reconciled himself to it. The pensioner works as an insurance agent in the daytime and reads at night. I start with periodicals, then I pass on to fiction, and when the eyes get tired, I switch off the light and keep dozing in the vain attempt to try to fall asleep. What is dozing versus falling asleep? Okay, maybe he rests his eyes. Says Nestor Chuck, who has already reread the whole home library several times. Nestor Chuck's insomnia.
So wait, he dozes?
Whatever dozes means.
Hmm.
Like, dozes might mean something for me, different for me than you.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Nestor Chuck's insomnia is treated as an exception from the rules.
No doubt.
Explained by physicians as a side effect of the past diseases. If one feels comfortable, this is no pathology, says Fyodor Koshel, chief of the Lusk City Health Department. Mr. Chuck does not look exhausted because of the insomnia. So,
dude, he's been awake for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people who would pay big money to have that happen to them.
Yeah. It's
I know I could use some extra hours in the day.
It seems like you can get a lot of work done.
I love sleeping. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a very pleasurable thing to do for me.
For me, sleeping's all about I don't want to go to sleep when I have to, and I don't want to get up when I have to.
Right, but when you're in the middle of it, nothing's better.
Everything's
right.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the middle of the night
mm-hmm.
and you gotta run to the bathroom, or you should go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you get that kind of no? I will hold out. Do you get that sensation like
yeah,
I
every once
am
in a while,
warm,
but...
comfortable?
But I
have to urinate, but I am going to wait.
No, I generally go. So
yeah.
I understand what you're talking about.
I try to get
but
up
I can't
and go
sleep.
Sometimes. I will put myself back to sleep just because I just don't
I won't
like
be able to go back
up.
To sleep. That's my problem, is and I'll ruin my chance of getting back to sleep.
It's worse when it's cold for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get out of that bed.
Sure.
So
cold in Florida probably doesn't move too many of our listeners, though. Oh, my
damn
gosh.
Damn it, it was cold last night.
It's like 50 out there.
Yeah, we had the heat on and it was 65 outside. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We've got apparently some comments from a bomb expert. Saying that maybe 15 gallons of gasoline is a little bit more explosive than we might have thought. We'll talk about that in a moment, or your calls about anything, whatever it is that's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever it is that you want. Personal, political, anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And also you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, the most popular page on the website.
I'll bet it is.
There are ladies of all sorts of ages, mm-hmm. from their teens to their 60s, would say. And all sorts of shapes and sizes and colors, and you can log on and see it for yourself. And ladies, if you are listening to the show and you want to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, all you have to do is email your picture to us at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll get you on there. Give us a little bit of info about yourself, if you don't mind. That way we can write something about you. And that's all there is to it. So check that out at freetalklive.com. So, talking about this guy in the Ukraine who apparently has done nothing more than doze. He's never slept, according to the medical doctors that are taking care of him.
Not for 20 years.
For 20 years. Now, he had some sort of disease or cancer or something like that, something horrible that I guess happened to him.
Doesn't really say.
That resulted in this happening, right?
Yeah.
And so now, what? I mean, is that it? Is there more to say about him?
I don't know. I mean, unless you...
Do you have any sleeping problems, Manwich?
Everybody has sleeping problems now and then, I would imagine, and sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to get back to sleep, or...
Hmm. Why do you think that is?
I would say usually it's stress, you know, worrying about job-related stuff.
I've had that. That's the only thing that... I won't wake up in the middle of the night, necessarily, but if I got something going on, like right before we got our syndicated gig here on GCN,
I had
a tough time sleeping.
Yeah.
And that was just because I was just so excited about being a syndicated talk show. All I could do was think of all the different things that could stem from this. You know, the directions that we could take this show once we got it syndicated. Of course, here we are. We are syndicated today.
And the show's pretty much like it always has been.
Well, that's true. But thanks to the good folks at GCN.
Right.
And that's what definitely kept me up. I mean, because the thoughts just kept coming into my head. You kind of have for me to go to sleep, I have to be able to just zero out, basically. I have to, if I think too much about something, I'll never go to sleep. I just kind of have to focus on nothingness in order to drift off. Now, my fiance is a little bit different. She claims that she can think about what she wants to dream about.
Uh-huh.
And that'll somehow, and like she moves her eyes on purpose to somehow start rapid eye movement. I don't know if this works. She claims it does. I've tried it. I can't do it myself because it's too distracting and too painful for me to actually force my eyes to move while they're closed. And it's just weird for me.
Huh.
But she claims that it knocks her right out.
Huh.
So I guess everybody has their own little tricks.
I always, to try to make myself go to sleep, I always think about... bicycle wheels spinning, you know, like the spinning motion.
Okay.
Kind of
shows kind of like an endless spinning.
Yeah.
Of bicycle wheels.
Huh. I guess some people think about sheep. I think about bicycle wheels.
Right.
Yeah.
If you've got tips, maybe you've got the surefire way to fall asleep. It's not a problem for me necessarily, but sometimes I'd say, you know what, maybe it is a problem because I don't consider it to be a problem, but I'll lay in bed for a half hour. Before I fall asleep. Is that unusual?
I generally fall asleep when I hit the pillow.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like within a minute or two from...
Pretty much,
That's amazing. That's how she is. My fiance, 5 minutes or less, she's out.
Clunk.
Me, I'll sit there and I'll check the clock and check the clock again. But once I'm out, then it's hard as hell to wake me up.
Sure. You know, if you do have sleep trouble, I always recommend melatonin. It's
That's pigment, isn't it? Skin pigmentation?
No. Maybe I have the name wrong. I don't know. I don't buy this stuff on a regular basis.
Huh. But maybe you can use it for sleep?
I have one. And melanin is pigment, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, melatonin, I hope I've got the name right.
I'm sure someone will correct us if you don't at 800-259-9231.
It's just like I guess it causes your body to release, you know, whatever it is that... causes you to sleep,
right.
And it's not like Unisom or Tylenol PM.
It's not like a drug sleep.
No,
I see.
It's a you know,
a natural remedy, if you will. Interesting. Well, I don't feel like I've got a real problem. Sometimes my best thoughts come to me when I am getting ready to go to sleep, and
it is melatonin.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go. Sometimes I found a good way for me to get to sleep when I'm when I'm having one of those nights where I'm thinking about a lot of stuff is if I think about things that I need to do, for instance, I'll get up and go write them down.
Yeah.
To get them out of my head.
Yeah.
Because then I'm not thinking, oh, I have to remember this for tomorrow, because I know I'm so bad. If I think of something good right before I go to sleep and go to sleep, I'll never remember to do it the next day.
Yeah.
So not only does it help me go to sleep by getting the thought kind of out of my head and onto paper or on the computer or something like that, it also helps me out getting stuff done.
I've heard that system before, and it sounds good.
Yeah. I came up with it on my own. I'm not a sleep expert. You know, don't take any of this as medical advice. We're just talking about sleeping.
Well,
you know, some of the other things I love about sleep stories are the weird stuff, like sleepwalking.
You get, it's like being on drugs if you don't have, if you don't get your sleep proper.
That's another thing, not sleeping very much at all.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know if this guy is totally whacked out. He doesn't sound like it. They don't really talk about that. One of our co-hosts in the past went for something like 4 or 5 days without sleep for a high school experiment, and you're not the same person then. You will hallucinate.
Yeah.
Within 48 hours of sleeplessness, you'll start having auditory, if not visual, hallucinations.
Well, most people can't actually sleep, not sleep for 48 hours. They take these micro naps for 10 or 15 minutes, and you would, to go 72 hours, it's my belief that you would have to have somebody with you all the time to keep you up.
I think he did actually have somebody with him.
And they would have to take shifts. It's not like one person could follow you around.
You don't think that if you took enough speed or something like
I'm sure the drug.
Or no dose.
I don't think...
Isn't that caffeine? That's straight caffeine, right?
Yeah, it's not like caffeine, though.
Right.
I've had no dose for... I took a trip one time and thought that, I'll just take these little no-dose pills. Oh, yuck. Won't be doing that crap anymore.
What is the longest... This is one of those topics where I wish we were on 100 affiliates. Because, I mean, we've got our affiliates. We're definitely on in some big markets. But most of them don't carry this particular hour of the show. And so if you're out there and you've got a sleeping story, you're the one that needs to call in. Don't hold off and let someone else call in. Because I love hearing about sleepwalking. Like one time, a friend of mine told me that their sister would get up in the middle of the night, completely naked, go to the fridge. He swears. I mean, this sounds so fake to me, but he swears that this happened. He saw her go to the fridge and pull out raw meat and start rubbing it on herself.
Weird.
And just sleepwalking stories are so strange. We would love to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231, or tell us about your problems. I mean, what do you do to get to sleep? As you said, Manwich, everybody has to sleep, except for, of course, this guy in the Ukraine.
Apparently that guy in the Ukraine.
For the last 20 years, he hasn't had any, and I kind of feel sorry for the dude, because dreams are pretty nice, right?
I don't get many of them, but
really?
They're interesting when you have them.
Yeah, that must be like a getting older thing. I mean, was there a certain point at which, because I've heard that people who are along in years have less dreams. I mean,
what do you call it old?
Have you noticed a drop off in your dreaming as you've gotten older?
I don't know. I mean, like, I just remember some dreams and some I don't.
Well, you don't have to remember them, but you know you've dreamt when you wake up, don't you? I do, at least. I don't remember squat from my dreams. Usually, I can't remember 99% of my dreams. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about sleeping, but we can talk about anything. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, Collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Talking about sleeping. This is a show where we will literally cover anything, whether it be...
this is proof.
Yeah, absolutely is. We'll talk politics, we'll talk personal, we'll talk something in between. The show is Free Talk Live, and you are free to take control and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and experience our show in internet form, the live stream that we have. Maybe you're visiting some friends in one of our markets that we have radio stations with that carry the show, mm-hmm. and you want to listen when you get home. Well, you can always call your local station, talk to the program director, and ask them to add the show, and that would be good.
That would be great for us.
But you can guarantee yourself to be able to hear the show by simply logging on at freetalklive.com and tuning in there.
Now, we have podcasting. I have some questions. Where does one go to get a podcast from us?
You simply go to the website, freetalklive.com, and there's a little podcast link right above the archives.
Okay.
You click that.
And that would get that.
If now, you know what podcasting is,
right,
I'm not going to explain it.
I understand you're not going to explain it.
It's too technical.
And then to vote on what your favorite podcast is, there's like sites that say...
There's a website called podcastally.com.
I like this one and that, I like that one, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and we actually link to that website on the front page of the site, so you can go vote for Free Talk Live, although the voting's frozen right now. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. Live stream online at freetalklive.com. Be sure you check that out. Talking about sleep, our board operator right now, Bob, up north at the network, he says he's on hour number 47 of no sleep. He says apparently he is now working 4 different jobs or something like that. And so
I wouldn't be able to resign myself to not getting sleep.
I can't do that. I can't do it either. 24 hours for me, I can do. I can pull a 24-hour stretch, and then it just starts to just
really
tear me up. I haven't gone longer than I think the longest I've gone in the past couple of years of my life has been maybe 23 hours, and that's something I can do with regularity. Like once a week, I can do a 23-hour. Like if I'm staying up late on a Friday night, and then I have to get up. I don't even know. I'd hate doing it. I can't stand it. And I can't imagine going for 36. I can't imagine doing... My board operator is 47. I can't believe he's still awake.
Yeah.
And he says that apparently his maximum was 6 days.
Ugh.
6 days. He says he was all right until about day 4, and then after that he felt super crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I imagine it would make you crazy.
He says he felt like he was in a bad Hunter S. Thompson movie. 1-800-259-9231.
Oh, that's what it's like. It's like being drugged, not getting enough sleep.
Absolutely. I mean, it wouldn't even matter if you're eating. I guess that might help you a little bit. Like if you were not sleeping, but at least you were bringing some food into your system, that might help you kind of stay a little bit sane. But I mean, if you weren't sleeping or eating, you'd be bat-ass crazy within 30 hours, no doubt about
it. That's what they do for this aggressive questioning of terror suspects and that kind of thing. The cops don't let the people sleep. You know, they play loud music and loud chirping noises and, you know, different sirens and stuff outside their little cells.
Hmm.
And, you know, they keep the lights on real bright.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. And
no, wait, what is that for?
That's for aggressive interrogation.
Oh.
For a terror suspects and that kind of thing. And, you know, that's being debated in the public forum right now. You know,
whether that's
should
torture?
We do, right. And I don't know. You know, it's a difficult question to answer, but I do know we shouldn't be going over to other people's countries, kicking the crap out of them, and then talking about how good we are for doing it.
Well, that's for damn sure.
I mean, we're bringing freedom to everybody but the dead folks.
And now they're thinking about invading Iran. And actually, we're not going to cover this in too much detail, but right before we went on the air, I noticed there was news that three candidates in Iraq have been assassinated. Three of the political candidates.
They talk about how they're going to have these free elections on, what is it, January the
20th? The 20th is going to be the inauguration for General Bush.
Right.
And then on the 26th, I think, is when the Iraqi election is supposed to be held. At least that's the last date that I heard. I don't know if they pushed it back. They're talking about... Okay, we've had three people get assassinated. They're talking about...
Well, every election... I mean, election officials are in grave danger.
These are the candidates, not even the election officials. The guys that are running for office are getting knocked off. I mean, if that's not going to scare some more of them away and just... they're ruining the election already, and we're still less than a week out. They have also talked about banning driving.
Yeah.
In Iraq. The entire country of Iraq, they're talking about banning private conveyance. This is a free nation? This is the hallmark of a free country?
Well,
I mean, as if it wasn't obvious already that they aren't free. They've got a U.S.-issued ID card that they have to show whenever they're asked.
Mm-hmm.
They've got barbed wire around some of the cities. And who knows what other sorts of restrictions they actually have there. The United States, of course, controlling their media over there. This is not a free country, and you're going to ban private travel? What is this?
Somehow, I mean, do you think that everybody who wants to run is running?
Hell no.
I don't think so. I don't think that, I would say that, with the way things are over there, try to run an anti-U.S. platform. get the infidels out of here!
Set them on fire!
US
will take you out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then the United States will take your ass out. And if you run on a pro-U.S. platform, then the terrorists will take you out. Those guys who are running for office over there are some brass balls.
Yeah, well, they're just power hungry.
Or crazy.
They just want to, they know that they'll in a couple of years, they'll be in charge. And
right.
They'll be able to milk whoever is not in charge of whatever they're worth. And
man.
Politicians, political power just draws
the worst, the dregs of society.
Generally, I believe that's so.
1-800.
I believe that there's good politicians out there, people who are just sick and tired.
Ron Paul would be an example of a good politician.
Abuses.
Yeah.
But I also believe that it draws the power hungry, and that's not good.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So again, if you've got some comments on whether it be sleeping, whether it be Iraq, see how easily we can change directions on this show? Talking about sleeping one moment, and then we're into Iraq the next moment.
You know, in Iraq, one of a Catholic archbishop was kidnapped recently. It was just a couple of days ago. Now, that makes me wonder, because there's Catholics everywhere. We're not talking about just American Catholics. This is... this is a big deal, and I'm just wondering how that's going to pan out.
I thought he got released.
He may have.
I thought I spotted something about that. I did not take a close look at it as I was doing my show prep, because it doesn't really matter to me.
I did not. I cannot tell you whether or not he got released.
If you go over there, you get what you you're going to come across.
Well, he's the Archbishop of some
of Iraq?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was visiting doing some sort of mercy mission or anything like that.
He's the Syrian Catholic Church, I can't tell you exactly, in Mosul, Archbishop Bessiel Georges Camusa, 66, of the Syrian Catholic Church, was seized while walking in front of his church, apparently. There you go. A priest said on a condition of anonymity.
1-800-259-9231. So as of about 2 hours ago, there was a guy in front of the White House, about a block away from the White House, claiming to have 15 gallons of gasoline in his van. We kind of blew it off. We said, 15 gallons of gas, what's it going to do? Going to set his van on fire? Well, we've got an explosives expert who has chimed in here via the internet that wants to give us a little bit more information on exactly how dangerous gasoline can be and what this possibly could mean. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to dial in and interrupt the show, bring up what's on your mind, you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Give us your best gasoline explosion story.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hello, Manwich.
Sorry.
Playing with a studio beast, I see. 1-800-259-9231. You can see her picture online at freetalklive.com, as well as get the updates. You can log on to freetalklive.com, click on updates, sign up. It takes just a few moments, and from that point on, anything we need to tell you about the show, news about the show, a new affiliate we want to announce, a new Shriner on the website, any sort of show-related news will be sent directly to your email box.
It's how I find out about everything that happens on the show.
It's a absolutely free service, just like the entire website at freetalklive.com. So check it out. Again, freetalklive.com. And
I just think that anybody who listens to the show on any kind of consistent basis is going to want this update thing. It's
absolutely.
It's great.
All right. So you can also dial in 1-800-259-9231 and bring up absolutely anything. I was going to read some details from our explosives expert, but now he's on the phone. We're talking about this guy in Washington, D.C., who is literally parked a block away from the White House with a van. He claims to have 15 gallons of gasoline in the van and claims to be ready to blow up said van, I'm assuming with himself inside it. If he doesn't get his daughter back,
he'll be better off if he's inside it, let me tell you.
Johnson is on the line from Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you sure you really want to be known as the explosives expert?
I'm not trying to be known. I don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently you do know what we're talking about.
I'm just a general science guy. I have no idea. I want to make two analogies. One, have you ever done the trick where you take a lighter and you hold it up to a can of soda and you kind of let the lighter fill up the can of soda?
Yes.
With gas?
I've done it with my hand.
Well, okay, you do it with your hand, but you realize, you know, the size of the flame that makes, and that's coming from a tiny, tiny, like a drop of liquid fuel.
That's butane, right?
Right. Well, no, not if you had, then you'd be burning your hand.
Okay.
Butane lighters are the ones that gas that make a little torch.
Okay. Right.
The stuff that you're using is I don't remember what lighter fluid is.
Acetylene?
I don't know the name of it, but it's
Okay.
But okay, now I want you to think about this. Gasoline is obviously much, much more flammable. It evaporates much more quickly than lighter fluid does.
Uh-huh.
Now, think about how long would 15 gallons of gas, that's what, like, at least a half a tank of gas, right?
Yeah.
How long would that run
That's a full tank for my vehicle.
Right. And how many miles would that run your car for? How many pistons? It's driving those pistons over and over and over again for miles
long
and miles.
Long time.
Miles.
Yeah.
Now, imagine taking all that energy and releasing it all at once.
Yeah, but okay. Now you say in your details here that if it's vaporized, I mean, if he's got 15 gallons of gas in gas cans in
now
the back of his van.
Here's the thing you got to think about with that. Okay, if you take gasoline and you pour it on something, you light it on fire. Okay, not much is going to happen.
Right,
it's just going to burn a lot.
Right.
The same way, if you pour lighter fluid all over the ground, it's just going to burn. You let it mix with air, suddenly you've got a teaspoon. You know, you could take a teaspoon of gasoline and put in a huge, you know, drum or whatever, and then it's going to make enough pressure to blow that drum apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an instantaneous release of energy. So in other words, 15 gallons of gas, if you pour that all over the inside of a building and let it vaporize, and then you light it, all the air in that building is going to ignite into fire instantly and suck in and blow out, and it's just going to create a huge explosion with 15 gallons of gas.
That is a good point. So, yeah, great, great point, and I'm sorry that we glossed over it earlier. You're absolutely right. Gasoline is highly explosive when vaporized, but pretty much docile when it's in liquid form.
Yeah, that guy, unless he's got some sort of way of, you know, if he's just sitting in his van, I don't know how he's gonna try and vaporize. If he just lights it on fire, it's just going to be a big fire inside his van, and he's just going to burn to death.
Well, right. He would have had
to. Have to blow it up, dynamite or something.
Well, you would think that if he's sitting in the van, and he is, photos of this guy on the website, he's sitting in the van making these claims that he has the 15 gallons of gas. Obviously, he hasn't poured the gas out in the back of the van, because otherwise he'd probably pass out from inhalation of the fumes.
Yeah.
And so even still, that wouldn't be enough of an explosion to vaporize it all. He'd have to have, like, fertilizer or something.
Right.
You know?
Hmm.
Like, supposedly, the guy in front of the... what was that? The Oklahoma City bombing. Supposedly, that's what they did.
Uh-huh. Of course, you don't believe that.
I don't know if I believe it or not, man. Looks to me like that building was not blown in, blown from the outside in.
Yeah, there's weird stuff with that. I mean, we can't really get into it, but there's definitely some other facts to that case that the government did not let out. So at this point, you know, it's only been 2 hours or whatever since this dude apparently was caught in front of this, a block away from the White House, and we don't know what his claims exactly are. The only thing they're releasing is that he's got 15 gallons of gasoline. So whether he has the knowledge and the ability, and I'm sure it doesn't take that much knowledge or ability to create a gasoline explosion, but whether he has that ability or not, we don't know. Well, or whether he's serious about actually doing it, we don't know. Only time's going to tell.
This is such a bad idea if you want to get your kid back. I mean, that's his problem. He's having a domestic dispute with his ex-wife. He wants his kid back. And
they sure as hell aren't going to bring little Johnny up to him sitting in the van and let him drive away with
him. You know, off he goes with little Johnny into the sunset. I mean, I understand being frustrated and not getting what you want, but this is a terrible way to go about trying to get what you want. He's not going to accomplish anything but either dying or going to prison for the rest of his life.
If you're in prison or dead, you're probably not going to be seeing your kid anytime soon.
It's just a bad idea all around.
On a more personal note, if you guys want to hear it, I do have a story.
If it's quick, sure. If not, we can hold you over if it's good. What is it, an explosive story?
I'll start it and you tell me.
Okay, go.
I built a bomb.
Okay, you built a bomb. That's good. Hold on. Just hold on. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Bomb stories are always good stories. We're going to come back with that and your calls as well. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is the show you can literally take control of at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live, hour number two, coming next.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of. And bring up anything, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. We'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described on the front page of the website at all times. So be sure you check it out there at freetalklive.com. But let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's go back to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson's about to tell us a story about a time when you built a bomb.
Yeah, high school was interesting for me. I don't know, just for fun. I'm sure you guys have done the whole baking soda and vinegar reaction. You know, you've seen that, right? So, you know, I extrapolated that, and I'm like, well, I wonder what other things you could mix together and have, you know, more pressure and heat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in high school, I liked chemistry, and I paid attention to chemistry class a lot, and went out, and I went to Radio Shack and bought some circuit board etching solution, and mixed that with aluminum in a plastic bottle. And that you know, it makes enough pressure to pop a plastic bottle.
Now, I thought baking soda and vinegar would pop a plastic bottle as well.
You would have to use a lot, and it normally does not generate the pressure enough pressure to actually pop the bottle. I mean, okay. You would have to mix a lot of it in there.
Are we talking about like a
2-liter bottle?
Yeah, like
it's. And how does it pop it? Does it blow the top off, or does it split it down the side?
It'll split it down the side and blow the top off.
Okay.
Especially with the etching solution one, because it builds up the pressure so much faster.
Got it.
There's also heat involved.
Ooh, all right.
That one makes chlorine gas, though, so it's really unsafe.
Ooh. Yeah, don't do that one indoors.
Yeah. But, you know, the geniuses that me and my friends were, we decided, well, if it's got enough pressure to blow up a plastic bottle this fast, maybe it makes enough pressure to blow up a Snapple bottle.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
What a bad idea that is.
Run for cover.
Yeah, well, we did indeed run for cover, but we got the bright idea, and no one was injured. So
that's good.
Was injured in the making of the Snapple bomb.
But, oh, my God, could we have been?
Yeah.
We made one of these Snapple bottles, and we went out to the back of, you know, I went to a private school, and we went way out back where no one would be late at night by the football field out in the back of the school. And, well, lo and behold, there were some people there. One of the less socially popular kids in school was out there actually with a couple girls. And,
wow, interesting story.
We were quite surprised, and we decided we wanted to surprise them.
Oh, geez. Wrap it up in less than a minute, man.
So, okay, well, we did a military crawl, kind of snuck up on them created this explosive device and planted it in the bushes near them so that there wouldn't be any shrapnel. You know, uh-huh. We tried to cover that up with bushes or whatnot.
Minimize the shrapnel.
We ran away, and the noise from this thing sounded like 10 cannons going off. It was so loud. It was the sound of a glass bottle popping like a balloon.
Wow.
It was unreal how loud it was. And they screamed, and we heard them talking about it the next day. They thought people, because I went to school in Maine, and they thought hunters were shooting at them.
Man.
That is amazing. How quick was the reaction time on that? I mean, what did you have to do?
It takes a while for the ferric chloride to eat through the aluminum and then build up enough pressure. It takes about like 60 seconds, I'd say. Maybe a little bit longer.
Kids, don't try that at home.
Yeah,
all right. Jonathan, thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Give us your bomb stories next hour if you'd like. You can take control of the show and change the topic if you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
If you're tired of